WATD, mobile.
KKO sitting in the parking lot.
Very good. I am moving. See that little weather alert thing this morning?
I got a lightning strike, not weather fog. I did Dave Kidd send something over Discord.
Where did it hit? Okay, I just saw stupid is as stupid does.
Also, because of some area.
Somebody has got their sprinklers on.
It's like turning on your windshield wipers in 90 degree heat with sun.
Yeah, I mean, these subdivisions are still leaking water onto the curbs from all the rain we've got the past couple, 3 days. And this person's got his sprinklers on it.
Oh, so it's not you?
Or speak up or something.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm just sitting here. How's this? 1, 2, 3, 4.
No, Dos Tres. That's me coming down the road right now.
Okie dokie.
WHVD. W8FU.
All right.
Whitey.
Well, I'm rolling. KF8DIC. Where you at, Jack? 19 in Dequindre.
There you go. Wonder if Donald's out here.
Raining here too.
Dude, we just saw some lightning.
Hey, are you H?
W8FU.
Yes, my radio still works. It's awful quiet on the drive home.
Yeah, I usually don't talk a lot in this one because, like you say, I overmod. How do I sound right now?
I can hear you. It sounds good.
Oh, you're about right here.
Alright, I'm just talking across the mic at about three inches. I know I talk a little bit louder, but I've been trying to settle that high voice down. Be a little bit more relaxed. KKKKO.
So you can sound like a dispatcher. There you go. Nice, calm, quiet voice. Everybody else is, like, going off the deep end. Makes you sound like a dispatcher. So, yeah, I'm using the cheap Mikey on this one, the radio. One of the many radios I picked up and played with. One of them came with a TP Motorola plastic mic, you know, not the nice white molded thing. And I kind of like it. It works pretty well. It doesn't do anything. One button, talk and not talk. But it works well, and I think it sounds pretty well. So, well, sir, as you know, what a long drive I had home. I'm home, so I'm going to let you go. You have a good one. Enjoy the heat. Enjoy the rest of the day, and we shall chat soon. W8VD.
Sounds good. You give me one of those mics that you get on your XPR, and that way I have that on this one so I can switch zones a little bit easier while I'm driving. Just send me a link and I'll get it ordered. And I'll talk to you then. 73 KGO Cujo out.
Yeah, just watch on eBay for them. Every once in a while you'll see somebody that's selling them for a deal. That's the best way to do them. I've seen them as low as brand new as $50. So, you know, just keep watching. That's the best way to get one of those nice mics.
Yeah, just give me the model number so I make sure I get the right one.
Okay, I will do that. All right, later. WBD. Thank you.
K-8-R-U-H.
KF8DRC, KF8DRC from WD8KLL. WD8KLL clear.
KF8S mobile.
K-C-8-K-J-O-K-E-A-W-O-J. That's you, Rick. Over. W-A-T-I. Yeah, I heard you guys, you and VIK on BMR there. I haven't been able to get this radio working there. I could hear you guys, but apparently maybe you guys could hear me. So I'm getting closer anyway, fighting with this DMR radio.
What do you got, a TYT or a Tevis?
I've got that Anytone 878 UV2 Plus. I've been fighting with for a couple of months.
Oh, that's right, that's right. What's your software? Do you use OpenGD77 or do you use the Anytone software?
Yeah, I've been using the Anytone software.
So do you have the right in and out frequency and do you have your color code set up? It should be CC1, your color code. And then, whatever the in and out frequency is on it. And make sure that your DMR ID is set up in the radio. If not, it won't go through.
Yeah, Roger, I did all that. for a while there, I was getting out kind of okay. I was hitting some of the repeaters. They were coming back, but I wasn't putting out or receiving any audio. And then I seem to have gotten all that kind of stuff fixed, but now it's telling me that everything is out of range. I guess I live in a DMR dead zone over here, a Bermuda Triangle. But so far, all of a sudden today, I started getting that CMC down in Detroit there, and I heard you guys, and I threw my call out there, and somebody came back to me, and then the repeater disappeared again. So apparently I'm right on the verge, right on the edge.
Or where are you at? I think I lost you. back on the frequency.
Yeah, I'm very sorry there. I kind of disappeared. All of a sudden, somebody came, a couple guys came blasting through on the DMR on the other VFO, and I was trying to get back. They were just blowing my doors off here, and I couldn't get back to you, so I finally managed to switch channels on that one and get back here. Sorry about that.
Here's our sound thing. Where are you located at?
I'm over here in West Bloomfield, about a mile from the West Bloomfield repeater.
Hey, you're up by Phil's area. Okay. All right. I can't think of what DMR tower is out there.
Well, it's kind of funny. They got them listed for Novi and CMC in Detroit and all the areas that I normally talk no problem with analog, but for some odd reason, this 6-7 watt DMR just ain't doing the job, apparently. Except for today. Apparently, I'm getting a little bit of a response today there.
Maybe a little bit of propagation is how you're hitting it. Let me get my Motorola software and get the DMR tower. I might have it in there. Give me a second. Stand by. KKKJO. KKKJO.
WOJ, gotcha. You must be coming in on the Richmond machine, maybe? Sorry, KJO, I kind of lost you.
Yeah, I'm on a different radio. So the battery's probably starting to die on it.
There you go. That was loud and clear that time.
Now give me a couple minutes inside for a second. Gotta let the dog.
No problem. You want over the doggies overeating?
Oh, I gotta come outside. They're having a fit.
Oh, that's even worse. All right, go ahead. I won't tie you up there. I just thought I thought it was kind of neat. I finally heard somebody. It's somebody I knew of from locally. So I won't tie you up there. Go ahead. Take care of the little guys. KEAWOJ.
Sounds like a plan. I'll talk to you on the flip. KEAWOJ from KCHKJ.
All right, have a good one. Give the little guys a treat for me, too. KEAWOJ, I'll be clear.
R-U-H.
K-E-8-R-U-H. K-E-8-W-O-J.
I missed that call. Was that Tom?
Brick over here in West Bloomfield. Kilo Echo 8, Whiskey Oscar Juliet.
How's it going, Rick? This is Anthony. I am on the other side of town from you. I am currently in St. Clair Shores, en route to get home and unload from going to Costco.
Well,
my goodness, you're booming right in here like you're sitting in the chair next to me there. I used to have some grandparents over there in St. Clair Shores. Haven't been that way in a long time. Well, I wouldn't try coming over here now if your route to get over here would be 96, because it is a disaster. That closure on 96 makes things very difficult to get east and west, that's for sure. Yeah, that's what I'm hearing. I try to stay away from there. I don't get out from home very much, but I grew up in Roseville. In fact, right there where the Macomb Mall is, there used to be a great big farm field with an abandoned farm sitting in the corner there, and a sock farm across the street there with Zumbo's Market on the corner. It was seemed like many centuries ago. Yeah, I do not remember there being farms on Gratiot or anywhere near Macomb Mall, so that predates me by 1 or 2 years, that's for sure. Just out of curiosity, is that Gratiot Drive-In still there? I thought that was neat. They had that the front side of the screen there that faced the Gratiot there had this little waterfall. They had colored lights on. It was pretty cool. As a little kid, I thought that was just really something. No, there hasn't been a drive-in on Gratiot in years. And there was the last drive-in that was on this side of town was the, it might have been called the Gratiot Drive-In in Mount Clemens. And that, I looked it up not long ago. I think that closed in 1997. Wow. Well, yeah. I haven't been there in a long, long time. That's true. Seems like all the family kind of disappeared from that area. Yeah, most people have migrated north, that's for sure. Like even from when I was a kid, I grew up in Mount Clemens, and all most of my friends and some family have started moving north into Chesterfield, Macomb, Ray Township, Armada, Romeo, things like that. So most of my family is scattered also. Yeah, we did the same thing. We got 20 acres out in Lakeville, between Lakeville and Leonard, and we built a house there and moved out to the country, but apparently it's not country anymore. There's about 5 or 6 houses on that 20 acres now. Yep, the urban sprawl has sprawled, that's for sure. So, just out of curiosity, how is shopping at Costco on a Saturday morning? That's got to be tough. You know, it's all in what you make it. Usually I can get in and out of there pretty quick. If you're paying attention, you pick the right line. I think I was in there for 20 minutes or so. Not real difficult. If you know what you're looking for and stay out of other people's way and they stay out of your way. But, you know, it's Costco. If you're not careful, you can get trapped in there just oogling everything in every aisle. Yeah, you just described me. Seems like every time I go, I've been going to Meijer and Walmart and Kroger, and it seems like I can't get out of any of them places for less than about $120 in about 45 minutes' time. Yep, that is the case. But hey, I just pulled up at home in the driveway, and I'm going to unload and make myself some lunch. So it was great talking to you this afternoon. This is KERUH, and I will catch up with you soon. Okay, great talking with you. Have a great day, a great weekend. Be careful out there. KEWOK, I'll be clear.
is quiet out here today. WAPIX listening on the 440 machine. WAPIX, Papa Indy X-ray, listening on the 440 machine. With PA Papa Indy X-ray, standing by.
WAPIX, ABATR, only got a moment, but I thought I didn't see you. I'll let you know you're making it in. Which machine are you on?
It's a good question. It says CARC 44 on the Andy Talking menu. I'm in Chelsea. Well, I'm south of Chelsea by the Chrysler Proving Ground. Go ahead.
Oh, okay, you're on the Chelsea machine. It's, you know, it's connected to a bunch of others, so I'm on the West Bloomfield, 442.5, and which is connected to a whole bunch of other ones around the city. So, yeah, you're making it in. You've got some noise on you, as they call baking frying, but doing okay. My name is Phil, Papa Henry in Dilema. What's yours?
Andy, Adam Nancy David Young is my name. Listed in the call book and stores that is Andrew. I go by Andy. I'm sitting out on the side lawn here underneath a big maple tree, and there's a nice breeze, even though it's pretty warm outside. So go ahead.
Yeah, according to my car, it's 91 out here in the Bloomfield area. So it's a scorcher, and it's just going to get hotter. So stay cool, and I'm driving where I'm going. As I said, I was going to just be here for a moment. Nice talking to you, Andy. Catch you later. ABAPR.
Okay, Phil, I wonder if you know the story behind the outage with the NOAA weather broadcast from Detroit, and Adrian is what we listen to out here. I turned that on this morning and was getting the station from Butler, Ohio, almost full quieting. But they haven't been on the air for a good 24 hours. The NOAA 162.55, 162.450. Go ahead.
I'm sorry, I don't know. I did not know they were off. So, that's interesting. It must have had some kind of technical problem, I would assume. Well, or maybe it's part of the budget cuts, you know? Maybe DOE says, yeah, we don't need that weather station. I don't know. All right, I'm here. ABAPR, out.
Hey, Phil. Maybe they got it just to tie to the temperature. When the temperature goes above 90 degrees, they shut down the transmitter. WAPIX, Chelsea, Michigan, signed.
W8FU.
W8FU, KZ8CH.
No, John, I don't know if I'm making it in. I'm in Bellevue. I have to say flash function, but I don't remember what it is.
Well, kind of yes and kind of no. I can make out a lot of what you're saying, but you're not really making it real well. There's a lot of noise there, but I don't know, try it again. It's close enough to try again.
Yeah, and I'm heading the wrong way too, so it's probably
there might have even been a double with you on another, on a different repeater, so it was blending. Not sure. But, yeah, I'm hearing you now. What was the call? Something, I caught K something Z.
Yes, K-Z-Z-Z-Z-Z-Z-Z-Z-Z-Z-Z-Z-Z-Z-Z-Z-Z-Z-Z-Z-Z-Z-Z-Z-Z-Z-Z-Z-Z-Z-Z-Z-Z-Z-Z-Z-Z-Z-Z-Z-Z-Z-Z-Z-Z-Z-Z-Z-Z-Z-Z-Z-Z-Z-Z-Z-Z-Z-Z-Z-Z-Z-Z-Z-Z-Z-Z-Z-Z-Z-Z-Z-Z-Z-Z-Z-Z-Z-Z-Z-Z-Z-Z-Z-Z-Z-Z-Z-Z-Z-Z-Z-Z-Z-Z-Z-Z-Z-Z-Z-Z-Z-Z-Z-Z-Z-Z-Z-Z-Z-Z-Z-Z-Z-Z-Z-Z-Z-Z-Z-Z-Z-Z-Z-Z-Z-Z-
More than that. He threw me for a loop. Yeah, there you go, Dave. Where are you at? Bell River, Ontario. About the south side of Lake St. Clair. Hey, just FYI, if you were to go to 442.175, 442.175, you'd probably be working it just hunky-dory. Yeah, we're pulling in a store now. I just heard you call, so I thought I'd say hey. So I'll let you go, Sean. Have a good one. Easy, easy. Yeah, you weren't bad on that last one. So, okay, well, enjoy. Have fun. And we'll catch you later. KZ8Z from W8FU.
And what are you up to this afternoon?
I am on my way to Young's in Royal Oak. And then back home, and not a whole lot of plans.
Very good. Same here. Just sitting out here like an iguana.
Listening to my text message telling me my order is ready for pickup. So you're a barbecued iguana? Is that what I'm hearing?
Well, I'm an iguana and I'm barbecuing. Well, I'm not, but pandas. I'm looking at it. Smells good.
Oh, there you go. All right. So tomorrow morning, 8 at whatever that place is. So that's when they open. So should work out. I don't think there's a whole lot to do. We should be able to knock it out before the weather gets warm.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. Be gone before the worst of it hits anyways. And 8NM, speaking of the worst of it.
Yup, burners. Shouldn't be too bad. I'm out right now. It's not that bad. I wouldn't want to be doing anything, you know, terribly manual labor, but it's not horrible.
No, I've been sitting out here for the last couple hours, and it was a little buggy earlier. All the mosquitoes came out, but the wind picked up a little bit, and now they're not bad, and We got a little breeze, and as long as you stay in the shade, it's fine.
Yep, that's the biggest thing you got to worry about, the bugs. All right, I am right in front of the Canadian Legion, so that means my next turn, or my destination is here. I'll be back in a minute. W8FE.
33N8NM.
Okay, on the road with the goodies.
WDA KLL KF8 GIC. WICX 218.